This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. The arguments for and against Texas's new congressional maps are now before the U.S. Supreme Court. The deadline to file briefs in the case passed yesterday, with multiple groups weighing in on the redrawn maps that give Republicans an edge. The Department of Justice filed an amicus brief in support of the new maps, saying the letter that it sent that set off the redistricting battle was not tied to racial gerrymandering. The maps were declared invalid by federal judges in El Paso, but that ruling is currently on hold pending another ruling from the High Court. A week after the University of Houston's Pi Kappa Phi chapter was closed for hazing allegations, a student pledge has filed a lawsuit against the fraternity and the university. News 88.7's Kyle McClinigan says the plaintiff claims to have suffered mental and physical anguish from being hospitalized.
According to the lawsuit, the student pledge was forced to complete hours-long workouts, being hit with wooden paddles, and was waterboarded on multiple occasions. The lawsuit also claims the pledge spent 3 days and 4 nights in the hospital for kidney damage due to excessive physical exertion. The University of Houston declined to comment on pending litigation, but said it's investigating the hazing allegations. The National Pi Kappa Phi office closed the UH chapter last week following its own investigation. It did not respond to a request for comment regarding the lawsuit. Houston Public Media is licensed to the University of Houston system, which does not play a role in editorial decisions. I'm Kyle McClinigan, News 88.7.
A jury has awarded $13 million to the family of a man killed in a crash with an HPD cruiser. The family of Charles Payne sued the city after he was hit by an officer speeding down North Shepherd in 2021. The officer did not have his lights and sirens on, and according to testimony, was rushing back to the station to complete paperwork. The officer was granted qualified immunity and was not part of the lawsuit, but he did receive a 45-day suspension following the crash.